97.7 The Rock, good morning. This is Ripley. Got a special guest on the phone, none other than the one and only Larry the Cable Guy. Good morning, Larry.
Well, what's going on there, Ripley?
I'm rocking Southern Maryland, Northern Echo, Virginia, having a good time. And the question is, how can you be on the radio with me? Dude, you are busy. I was watching television last night and see you got a brand new television show. Tell us about it.
That's right. Only in America with Larry the Cable Guy on History. And just going around the country and interviewing people and seeing how other people live in other parts of the country and how they got that way and it's just, you know, it's basically just a good positive show about America and about how if you work hard and do your very best, more than likely you're going to achieve what you want to achieve.
Now, I was watching last night. You were in a swamp in Louisiana that I can't pronounce.
Yeah, I was in, man. You know what? I can't remember where it was. I couldn't pronounce it either because I was having trouble with it on the show.
It's a good show.
Yeah, I get to do a lot of really cool things. You know, everything from doing that, from crabbing in Louisiana to launching jets off the USS Nimitz to crashing the beaches with the Marine Corps. And I've done a ton of going on a pig hunt and wrestling a hog and carrying it out on my shoulders. I mean,
you are
busy. I do pretty much everything. But the cool thing, the theme of the show is, you know, we're all brothers in America. You know, we're all Americans. And I just want to kind of introduce people to each other because it seems like lately, you know, everybody's down on the country and they think it's horrible, but it's not. We're still the greatest country in the world. I know we've had some rough times, but we're still the best country in the world. I don't see, you know, people still want to come here in the droves because it is that way. So I just want to go around and cover the people that make it great.
Now, that show's on the History Channel. A new movie out too, right?
I do have a movie out. It's Cars 2, and it comes June 24th, and I'm really looking forward to it. It's so good. This movie, Cars 2, is so good, it makes the first. I'm ashamed to be in the first one. I mean, that's how good the movie is. And it's also marks a special thing for me, too, Ripley, is it'll be the only movie I've ever done, or the only movie you'll ever see me in with number 2 after it.
Oh, really?
So that's pretty good.
Hey, things are good. And in addition to that, man, if you're not busy enough, you're going to be here in Southern Maryland too this weekend, aren't you?
I am going to be in Southern Maryland. I'm looking forward to it. Saturday night, going to be in the Calvert Marine Museum in 8 o'clock at night, May 28th. Looking forward to coming up there. I always enjoyed, you know, Baltimore I've been to times. I think this is the first time I've ever worked there in the outdoor place there in the Calvert Museum. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I've got for fans of mine that enjoy what I do, you know, I always try to keep everything fresh and everything updated. So, you know, you're not going to hear every word for word from an album I just had out, you know, 3 years ago or something. You're gonna hear a lot of brand new stuff, and it's going to be just a really good show. And I'm all one-liners from the beginning to the end, so it's about, I think I got about 410, something like that, punchlines in about an hour and 20-minute show, so you'll definitely be entertained.
I love your one-liners because it's something I can keep up with and follow along to.
Thanks. Hey, I wrote one the other day when we found Osama bin Laden. He was in a house living with 9 wives and 23 kids. I'm like, good Lord, if we'd have waited a week, he'd have shot himself in the head. Good night. Larry, he had a bunch of porno in there.
Amazing stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, they just changed his name to Absalom Ben Wacken.
Larry, thanks for joining us, and make sure you get a shot and try some of those crab cakes when you're in Southern Maryland or Solomon's.
Those crab cakes are D. Last time I had them, my Glade plug-in started a carpet fire. I got to tell you. Love them crab cakes. That's one of the reasons to come up, Solomon's, isn't it?
It sure is, Larry. Appreciate you taking time. The show is on Saturday night, 7:30, 8 o'clock. Tickets are $48 and $58. You can buy them online at calvertmarinemuseum.ticketforce.com. I'll be giving away a pair of tickets in just a few minutes. Larry, how about take us out with a good old-fashioned get her done?
All right.